The name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. Truly is risen is the answer, my beloved. And this is today we're celebrating the leave of the mid-Pentecost of the holiday, which was last week. We celebrated the whole week. And also, we're celebrating today the Saint John, the gospel writer, and the apostle of love, as he's called, the theologian. And my beloved, you know that the Lord is the living water, and he has given the living water to everybody, which is the truth. Which is the truth, a way to never to thirst, never to look for some other truth, and not to be satisfied. It totally satisfies us if we accept the gospel of the writings that the apostles have written. And of course, St. John, you know, the apostle of love, starts his gospel about that God is the Word, and the Word is God, and of course, they're talking about that Jesus Christ is God, as the Son of the Father and the Holy Spirit, and he teaches us about the Holy Trinity. And the main thing, he teaches us about the love, that God is God of love. Look what the Lord had done for us. And look what St. John in his epistles writes. He says that if you say you love God, but you don't love your neighbor, you're a liar. You see, how can you love God whom you do not see if you do not love your neighbor whom you can see? And so you and me have to be very, very careful about that, and know that our God is God of love, and he loves everybody. And remember what he did while he was here on earth, how he had spared the harlot, how he had brought in the robber and the murderer into the kingdom of heaven only through his repentance, from his acknowledgement that the Lord was crucified unjustly. He was crucified for me and for you, to taking our sins. Are we in a position to take our sins? Listen to this little story of St. John, what he had done. St. John had picked up a young man that was an orphan, and he started to take care of him. But then he had to go to preach in another city, and he left him with the bishop of that city and says, you take care of him and bring him up right. And then after a while he comes back and he asks the bishop, tell me, where's that young man that I left? How is he doing? And the bishop says, he died, but not physically, but spiritually. And he tells him that after a while that he was with him, then he started to drink wine, and after that got himself hooked with some friends that were doing the same thing. And then they decided to make a gang and to move into the forest, and they made him a leader, and they would attack everybody that would go by and rob them and kill them, and was doing these terrible crimes. Saint John, the apostle of love, as he was nicknamed, what he did is he had asked him to give him a horse so he can go to that forest. Now, he was a very old man. He was already close to 100 or even 100. And he climbs up on the horse and rides into the forest, which he is being attacked by the robbers. And they take him off the horse, but he asked them to please take him to their leader. And they did take him to the leader. But soon as the leader, which was that young man, as soon as he saw him, he recognized him. And he started to run away from him. And as he is running away from him, the apostle in his old age, with having so much love for him, and even though he heard that he was a robber and a murderer, he ran after him. And the young man, seeing that and seeing how he was stumbling, nearly falling, and how he wasn't able to, of course, catch up with him, he stopped. And then the apostle cried out to him, come over here, and come here, and don't be afraid. I will take your sins upon myself. And this is what he actually said. I will, and he actually in his heart, he felt that he would take the sins of that young man only to have him to repent. And the young man fell down on his knees before him. And then he, the apostle of love, grabbed his hands, the hands that had committed so many crimes that were bloody from murders. And so he started to kiss them. And he says, I'm taking all of your sins and I will pay for it. And then he went with him. He touched his heart. He went with him back to the bishop, and he had preached to him and brought him to true repentance. And the young man had come to that repentance and was very sorry what he had done. And what he did is, once it was told that by the apostle that his sins are forgiven, then the Lord had taken him into the kingdom of heaven. This is the kind of love that the apostle of love had, and this is the kind of love that we have to have. The Lord took all our sins, and are you and me willing to take the sin of our neighbor, the sin of our close ones, or do we judge them? And to my great sorrow, so many times we judge them, and we are not willing to take anybody's sins. But in one respect, you say, well, I have too many sins of my own. How can I carry somebody else's sin? Well, you and me know what we have to do. We have to clean our heart. We have to work on ourselves so that we won't have that many sins, but know that no matter how much we have the sins, we should still be willing to take the sins of our neighbors, not to judge them, but to go to those who harm us, to bless those who curse us, and to never wish anybody anything bad. And this is what love is calling for. The Lord says that he will know us only when we obey his Father's commandments. And what are the commandments? The main commandment is, of course, to love him with all the heart and mind and might and soul, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And this is all the laws, all the rules are all based on these commandments. And this is what we, you and me, have to do. We have to learn to love our Lord and to drink the living waters from the Gospels and what St. John had written in the epistles, the other, and his epistles, and St. Peter's and St. Paul's epistles, and the Holy Father's writings, all this thing, we should be drinking to keep us from being ever thirsty, thirsty for wanting to find some truth and fall into some kind of falsities. We have the truth, and the truth is Christ, and the truth is the Gospel and the Epistles and the Holy Father's writings, and adhere to that. Let us adhere to that, and we'll be able to easily then to fulfill God's laws, because St. John, the Apostle of Love, says that. He says, it is easy to fulfill God's laws, but of course there's the condition if you love him. So we got to love our Lord. Let's work on it more and more to love him. Look what he had done for us, how he sacrificed his life and took all our sins on himself, and with a condition that we would accept him as our Savior. He is willing to pay for our sins, but of course he wants our repentance. He doesn't want us to continue to commit these same sins. So we have to work on ourselves. May God help us all through the prayer of the Apostle of Love, St. John, the Gospel writer, to be able to meet him and all the heavenly dwellers in the kingdom of heaven, and not only oneself, me, but also you and everyone that we know, and all those who are in a bad shape. And remember what the Lord did. The Lord had, when he was brought, a harlot was brought to him, and other sinners, what did he do? He didn't judge them, but he gave them a chance to truly to repent. And they have repented, and they have, many of them had become saints. And this is what the love does. May God give us that living water that we may never thirst again, looking for something else, but hold on to the Lord and be saved. Amen.